1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. With less than a month till the deadline, neither side appears to be budging over raising the federal debt limit. Not doing that could stop many federal payments, including Social Security. President Biden and congressional leaders meeting at the White House, where spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre says the House Speaker should drop spending cut demands for a deal.
That's what we hope comes out of this, is that Speaker McCarthy does the right thing, something that he did three times in the last administration.
In the past hour, Israeli military and other Israeli security forces killed three senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad extremists. The Israeli military says the attacks were in Gaza. Survivors of the Allen, Texas mall shooting massacre now detailing what happened. Raquel Lee hid in the back of a store with others.
There were other moms, there was a toddler, there was a teenager. They're trying to call their families. And it didn't matter what nationality, race, religion, color, person you were.
This is ABC News. Closing arguments are over in the defamation and battery civil trial against former President Trump. Writer E. Jean Carroll claims Mr. Trump raped her decades ago in an upscale department store and then defamed her when he called her a liar.
Repeatedly for the jury, E. Jean Carroll's attorneys said that she's here, she testified over the course of 3 days, and Trump was nowhere to be found. And in a civil case, the defendant deciding not to testify, well, jurors can make a negative inference about that, and Carroll's attorneys tried to suggest that he wasn't here because he knows it's true. The defense said that Trump didn't come because he has nothing to say other than it didn't happen.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse in Manhattan. Jury deliberations could begin tomorrow. Police in Hopewell Township, New Jersey, say a 4x6-inch metallic object that cut through the roof and ceiling of a house may be a meteorite. No one was hurt. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. With less than a month till the deadline, neither side appears to be budging over raising the federal debt limit. Not doing that could stop many federal payments, including Social Security. President Biden and congressional leaders...
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. With less than a month till the deadline, neither side appears to be budging over raising the federal debt limit. Not doing that could stop many federal payments, including Social Security. President Biden and congressional leaders meeting at the White House, where spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre says the House Speaker should drop spending cut demands for a deal.
That's what we hope comes out of this, is that Speaker McCarthy does the right thing, something that he did three times in the last administration.
In the past hour, Israeli military and other Israeli security forces killed three senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad extremists. The Israeli military says the attacks were in Gaza. Survivors of the Allen, Texas Mall shooting massacre now detailing what happened. Raquel Lee hid in the back of a store with others.
There were other moms. There was a toddler. There was a teenager. They're trying to call their families. And it didn't matter what nationality, race, religion, color, person you were.
This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. With less than a month till the deadline, neither side appears to be budging over raising the federal debt limit. Not doing that could stop many federal payments, including Social Security. President Biden and congressional leaders meeting at the White House, where spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre says the House Speaker should drop spending cut demands for a deal.
That's what we hope comes out of this, is that Speaker McCarthy does the right thing, something that he did three times in the last administration.
In the past hour, Israeli military and other Israeli security forces killed three senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad extremists. The Israeli military says the attacks were in Gaza. Survivors of the Allen, Texas mall shooting massacre now detailing what happened. Raquel Lee hid in the back of a store with others.
There were other moms, there was a toddler, there was a teenager. They're trying to call their families. And it didn't matter what nationality, race, religion, color, person you were.
This is ABC News. Closing arguments are over in the defamation and battery civil trial against former President Trump. Writer E. Jean Carroll claims Mr. Trump raped her decades ago in an upscale department store and then defamed her when he called her a liar.
Repeatedly for the jury, E. Jean Carroll's attorneys said that she's here, she testified over the course of 3 days, and Trump was nowhere to be found. And in a civil case, the defendant deciding not to testify, well, jurors can make a negative inference about that. And Carroll's attorneys tried to suggest that he wasn't here because he knows it's true. The defense said that Trump didn't come because he has nothing to say other than it didn't happen.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse in Manhattan. Jury deliberations could begin tomorrow. Police in Hopewell Township, New Jersey, say a 4x6-inch metallic object that cut through the roof and ceiling of a house may be a meteorite. No one was hurt. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media. legislation would you like to see in Wisconsin when it comes to guns? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Andy
New Berlin's choice for
less
news talk radio.
Deadline,
streaming 24/7 at WAUKRadio.com.
Not doing that could stop many federal
CBS
payments,
news
including
briefed.
Social
Police
Security.
The man
President
who killed
Biden
eight people
and congressional
at an
leaders
Allen,
meeting at the White House,
shot.
Where
We've
spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre says
the
House Speaker should drop spending cut demands for a deal.
That's what we hope comes out of this, is that Speaker McCarthy does the right thing, something that he did three times in the last administration.
In the past hour, Israeli military and other Israeli security forces killed three senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad extremists. Israeli military says the attacks were in Gaza. Survivors of the Allen, Texas mall shooting massacre now detailing what happened. Raquel Lee hit in the back of a store with others.
There were other moms. There was a toddler. There was a teenager. They're trying to call their families. And it didn't matter what nationality, race, religion, color, person you were.
This is ABC. News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It's also Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
So we will talk more about that because that feels obligatory as far as it is not Mexico's Independence Day.
No, it is not.
It is not.
And we've been celebrating it long enough that
people should know that. But regardless, I feel like that is worth repeating.
Well, yeah, yes. Hey, learning is an ongoing process, Kristen.
And sometimes, apparently, you have to hear something at least 7 times before it sticks in your brain.
That, I would buy that.
All right. Well, we are giving away Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. The game is at 6:40 p.m. We're giving away 4 tickets.
Family four pack.
And I will say, I got to see the tickets when I was at the game last weekend. And they are nice.
They're good
seats.
They
are good seats. They are on the club level. So you don't have to deal with as many lines when you're going out and getting a drink. It is in section, if you know the stadium well enough, it's in section 336, rows 2 and 3. They are not shabby. So you should want these tickets. And so we have these, obviously, because you can always listen to the Brewers game, whether it's a home game or an away game, on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, which is throughout the Fox Valley. You can also listen to them on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, which if you're not in those
markets,
you can also download the Civic Media app.
So easy.
And then just take it with you. All you have to do is go to your app store, type in Civic Media, it'll pop up. And then you get all of the different stations. All over the state. So if there's a different show on a different station, or if you're traveling, you're going up north, you can always take us with you wherever you go. So our question, our trivia question to win these tickets, and we talked about it yesterday with Mr. Paul Noonan.
Yes.
And I had found it because Paul had actually posted it on Twitter. And now I've seen it a few more times across different articles that have been written about it, but there is some really great vintage memorabilia, Brewers memorabilia, that is being auctioned on eBay currently. And we have our first caller.
We do. We have Steve from Milwaukee is on the line. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So do you think, did you listen to the show? Would you know from yesterday, or are you guessing? Because
I did. I usually catch Paul's appearances.
Oh,
excellent.
Great. Well, that's a good reason to keep bringing him back. And, all right. So what is currently being auctioned off on eBay?
Is it the old racing sausages?
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done, Steve. Bravo.
Bonus points. You get the tickets, but any bonus points for, do you know how much they're asking for them?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's okay. You still get the tickets. But it's
I don't have eBay up right now to check it. So.
$25,000. Which I don't have laying around. Yeah. I feel like some kind of museum needs to buy those. I mean, unless there's a collector who is just... I want to know who currently has them and is like, well, my wife is making me get rid of these.
It's time. I've had them all these years, and it's time to let them go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Steve.
Don't hang up,
Steve. Don't hang up. Jane's going to get your information. Thanks for being a listener. I hope you have fun. Take a picture and tag Civic Media when you get there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks so much. So that'll be, yeah, that we were talking about that yesterday. I've seen a couple more, I don't know if Journal Sentinel wrote it up, but I had originally seen it on Paul's Twitter account. And I have so many more questions about the fact of, like, who had this whole time? And what is the cause that they're finally like, well, I have to part ways with these foam racing sausages. I wonder what they smell like. Probably not good. But I want to tip my hat just because this caught my eye this morning. This is on WPR. And as we continue to talk about nobody wants to work anymore and the different bills that continue to be introduced in the legislature around trying to stir the labor force and, you know, get people back to work despite the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate. But regardless, they still want to let 14-year-olds serve alcohol. They want to cut unemployment. They want to cut Medicaid and Mauer Badger Care. But turns out Wisconsin's prime working age labor force, so people 25 through 54, The labor participation rate of that age group in Wisconsin is among the highest in the nation. So
isn't that something?
Isn't that something? As so as far as the prime age people that are working, want to be working, are working, at least comparatively to the rest of the country and every other state. And I think this goes back to what a lot of us know is like Wisconsinites are hard workers.
We have a really good work ethic.
And so this, again, flies in the face of, it's just another data point along with the unemployment rate as far as like, we just need more people. Because the other thing that this points out in the article is our lowering participation rate is because people are getting older.
And retiring.
And at a faster, that is the other thing that in Wisconsin, we're aging faster than the national rate. And so as far as people who are of working age working, that is true. But we are, have a lot of old people.
We're getting older, and we're getting older quicker.
And there's nothing wrong with that, except as you can attest, you want to retire soon. Well, you're not going to be doing this 10 years from now.
Good God, no. As much as I love working with you, and I really do, and I, you know how I love civic media, I'm 63. I've been doing this for 42 years, and I wouldn't mind cutting back on my hours a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately retiring. You know, we're told that your gold, what happened to the golden years where everything is supposed to be wonderful and ducky and you work all your life so you can get to this point and you can enjoy the fruits of your labors.
Totally.
Right.
And so I'm not saying older people need to keep working. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Wisconsin having an aging population, but I am saying that by continuing to try to get juice out of the handful of people who are not necessarily in the labor force to ease the labor shortage is not a winning strategy.
No.
Like, we need to be able to attract more people to move here. And that's a different debate of different policies and different incentives that do that. We can talk about taxes. We can talk about how we get companies here. We can also talk about some of the more social elements that would make Wisconsin a popular place, whether it's schools or transportation or affordable housing. There's a lot of different stuff, but it's not making it harder to get unemployment. It's not ignoring the childcare problem. Because the truth is, this report shows people are working in this state if they can.
I thought we were all lazy scumbags who just don't want to work. And we just want to sit around and collect unemployment, Kristen.
I mean, that's what Tim Michaels thought.
Right? We're just lazy.
We created a class of laziness.
Right. We just want to lay in the hammock and then take a nap.
And then take the hammock down in the winter. But
yeah, well, yes. Because we're good Wisconsin. We're lazy, but we're conscious.
But I just thought that was worth addressing, that we are comparatively doing all right compared to other states. We have a very high labor participation rate of working age people.
And I think it also highlights the need for immigrants.
Yes.
And, you know, our big agricultural section of the economy in Wisconsin is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they need immigrants to work in the fields and on the farms.
Well, I mean, just in general, I think it's as far as even as I say this as a pregnant person, you know, even increasing the birth rate, that's not necessarily helping us within the next 10 years of the, you know, 130,000 people that we're going to lose. Because, yeah, if Wisconsin doesn't improve efforts to attract and retain young people, its working age population could shrink by 130,000 people by the end of this decade. So that's not even 10 years from now. That's 7 years from now.
Wow.
And that was according to Forward Analytics. And so they're trying to solve the wrong problem. And there's just more and more data that shows it's not that people aren't working. It's that we need more people.
One could almost surmise that was an accurate portrayal of Wisconsinites, and claiming that we're lazy just laying around waiting to get our unemployment checks was merely a ploy to get people to come out to the polls at the election that was last month.
Well, and it plays on a trope, right? It's the same reason. It's interesting because I feel like when you look at the non-binding referendum when it came to should people who are collecting unemployment or getting welfare have to be searching for work, that passed, quote unquote passed, even though it didn't necessarily change, it didn't change anything overwhelmingly. But there was not a ton of discussion of like, why? You know, Glenn Grothman decided to just claim that as a victory that Wisconsin still is super Republican. But it's like, on the one hand, if that's already what's happening, and it's like an ideological question versus actually asking what should change about the law, because there is nothing that would change about the law, really, in the way that that question was asked. But it just plays on this idea that's been happening since, what, the 80s? That anyone who is getting help, despite the fact that most people who receive SNAP benefits or food stamps or a lot of it are working. So one person who probably will not need food stamps but is out of a job. Bye-bye, Bud.
Yeah, Coach Bud is out as head of the Bucks.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I feel like the calls to fire him under the collapse of losing two games in a row after having a 16-point lead against the Heat, at least the knee-jerk reaction across social media was fire Bud, fire Bud, fire Bud. Then we found out that his brother died,
yep,
like right before game four. And now I feel like I see a bunch of gratefulness of, you know, what he was able to do for the Bucks and the winning seasons that we had. We obviously won a championship 2 years ago.
For the first time in decades.
Yeah, for the first time in 50 years. And so now I feel like after there was so much...
Calling for his head.
Yeah, calling for his head. Now that it's actually happened, it's a little like, well, are we being a little too rash? Like, he just won 2 years ago. I think on Todd's show this morning, it was like, are we expecting perfection? And the truth is, you really can only win. Only one team wins every year. And like anything, like all of the drama, whenever we try to interpret what's happening at the Packers, like there could have been more internal stuff that was happening as far as relationships and decisions and stuff. But I'm sure he'll end up on his feet.
Do you think he'll land somewhere else? Somebody else
probably
will pick him up?
I mean, he is a good coach. As far as like I can understand... Like, we came out of the regular season the most winning team. And so, clearly, he knows what he's doing to a certain extent. Now, there's criticisms as far as, is he a good playoffs coach? Can he make adjustments as quickly as you need to during the playoffs? Because that was a critique even during the year that we won. So, I don't know. I mean, but it was interesting to see, at least on my timelines, the rhetoric change from "we got to get rid of this guy."
He's terrible.
To "aw, he's gone." Like, did we really have to do that? But like, thanks, Bud. Thanks for the memories, Bud.
Should we have broken up so soon?
All right. When we come back, we will do our weekly headline quiz. Play along with us and stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out hour one of our 3 hours on this Friday. I am very excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I would say now that we've made the announcement about the baby, I can be more honest with, I have been so tired by every Friday. I have not, every week is just like, oh God, I can't wait to just not have to think about what news story I should talk about next and just have 48 hours of chilling. And so
a little rest.
A little rest. But talking about news stories, let's do our weekly quiz that we get from the Morning Brew on, you know, just the headlines of the week.
See how much good, how we kept up with stuff.
How much we were paying attention. And this may be something that eventually we create for Wisconsin and take Wisconsin headlines and see how closely everyone's paying attention. But for now, we kindly rip off Morning Brew.
Borrow.
And I do recommend, it's probably my favorite daily news, like aggregator of the headlines and stuff. They're really smart writing. They make it very entertaining. So that's my plug for Morning Brew. But all right, let's start with, which restaurant chain is Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants acquiring for $715 million? Mm. A, Texas Roadhouse. B, Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. C, Outback Steakhouse. D, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Boy, I have no idea. I will go with the first one.
All right. Texas Roadhouse. I feel like I'm just going to let you answer.
Oh, all right. Hang me out alone.
Well, I feel like because it's if I answer and then should this be a group effort or should we? Because half the time I feel like I know these because I read Morning Brew every day.
Well, that does give you a slight advantage.
Gives me a little slight advantage.
Perhaps. But. Okay, I'll do it.
All right, you'll do it. Yeah. All right. Number two. What device is the NYPD handing out to some residents in an effort to curb car thefts?
Oh, this is great.
A, the club wheel lock. B, a mini mag light. C, Apple AirTags. D, Birdie safety alarm.
It is C.
It is, okay. Yep.
We talked about this.
Good guess. Number three. Which late fashion designer's legacy was honored this year's Met Gala theme? A, Oscar de la Renta. B, Karl Lagerfeld. C, Alexander McQueen. D, I always say this wrong. Yves Saint Laurent.
It was Karl. Karl said some really not nice things.
And a
over
lot
the
of
years.
We didn't really talk about it because I don't. I feel like I care about the Met about as much as I care about tomorrow's coronation.
Fair enough.
Which is like, I looked at some of the outfits.
Yeah.
I'll probably haphazardly, through osmosis, collect what happens tomorrow. But as far as, I have no plans on watching it. Do you?
Oh, good God, no.
Because Paul doesn't care.
No.
No.
Paul, my husband is English. He is not a fan of Charles.
Yeah. And I mean, even the past weddings and stuff, I've just always been like, I don't really care.
You know, we went to war with them.
Yeah.
Because about the whole monarchy thing. But
about this specific thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We did not want to be ruled by them anymore. Mm. But anyways, number four, fill in the blank. According to a nature study, for the first time ever, scientists have seen a star devour A, piece of satellite debris.
Ooh.
B, asteroid. C, planet. D, gyro.
I'm going with planet.
I did not read that one.
Something is familiar there. I heard something about it, but I'm taking a complete guess.
Okay. Which Broadway show got the most 2023 Tony nominations? Every time the Tony nominations come out, it makes me want to go back to New York.
Just
to be able to see shows.
I have a friend who does that almost every year. He takes a spring trip to the Big Apple and sees like seven shows over the mm-hmm. course of 5 days. And yeah, he's way into it.
Yeah. All right. A, Sun Like It Hot. B, Kimberly Akimbo. C, Leopoldstad. D. Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. I did not know that was back on Broadway.
And I think it just got back on Broadway.
Did it really?
A.
All right. Let's see. How do you think? How do you feel?
I feel not good. I am not feeling positive about this one.
You have 4 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one did I get wrong?
Darden is acquiring Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, that's I got that.
I think
wrong.
That's the one you wrote. Yeah. I did read about that. As far as it's funny to think about the owners of Olive Garden also owning Ruth's Chris. It's a little different, but
slightly.
And then the NYPD is giving Apple AirTags to some residents,
like 500 of them,
which is definitely, first of all, not enough. And also, I feel like it's also kind of, forgive me, but, you know, it's kind of the argument that, like, police don't prevent crime. They typically show up after a crime's already been done. And so it just feels like a metaphor for that. It's like, well, here's the AirTag so you can find your car after it was stolen.
And likely trash.
And likely not, you know, functional anymore.
They didn't park it somewhere nice.
Anyways, the Met Gala's theme honored Karl Lagerfeld's legacy. Yeah, he was, there's a lot of people who
were not
boycotted
happy.
It yep. entirely because of kind of how the controversial things he said over his career. But I think that was, at least some of the stuff that I read, that was also by design because Anna Wintour wanted people talking.
She got her wish.
She got her wish.
I just find it interesting that men who have criticisms like that about other women or about women think that they're so gorgeous. I don't know, Carl. You were okay.
God, I saw, we have 2 minutes left. Tell me to come back to a Michelle Wolf joke.
All right.
Scientists saw a star devour a planet
yeah.
for the first time. I have to go look that up. And then Some Like It Hot got the most 2023 Tony nominations.
Wow, that was a complete stab in the dark.
I think I had seen that one, and because I didn't know that was on Broadway.
Well, enjoy it while you can, folks, because the touring company is not going to be able to go to a whole bunch of states because it can't do drag anymore.
Oh, is there drag in that show?
Some Like It Hot?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Jeez. That's a really good point. What happens as far as when it's part of a show?
Naughty.
All right. Anyways, there's a... I came across Michelle Wolf, who's a comedian, joke about how straight women and why we became... Like, the idiocracy of us becoming friends with gay men instead of lesbians. She's like, we would have been friends with lesbians. It's like, hey, come with us. We learned how to build a functional society. And instead, we befriended gay men who were like, you're ugly. And it's like, I like him because he's mean to me in a different way. And I immediately sent that to my gay best friend. So, all right, when we come back, State Senator Kelda Royce will be here, and we're going to talk about more what's going on with the budget since she sits on the Joint Finance Committee. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We're rolling out the red carpet for all area musicians to be a part of Hoozles at the Lakes Rise to Music competition this summer. If you're an artist and you believe you have real talent to share, you're in.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.